You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Sip and Jake.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to the CWS being over here in a second and the result of that. But before that, we have to clean up some things from the first segment regarding Ireland, which I think I'm going to get it. We're going to start doing every day some sort of an Irish update.
All right.
As we are officially today, 2 months away on the dot from Nebraska, Northwestern, and Dublin.
Yes, we're going.
Now,
both of us are going.
I'll be there. Yes, we will be there. I said in the first segment that for some reason we brought up the Mexican population of Ireland. And I said, there's no way there's like more than 50 people in the entire country there. It's a long ways from home. It's a long ways. Why would a Mexican want to be up in Ireland? Like, why would an American want to be up in Ireland to stay in general? It's a long ways from home.
Ethnic groups.
Give me the ethnic groups and the populations,
ethnic
please.
Groups, according to Wiki, it's 90% white.
Yep.
You can break that down further. 78.4% white Irish.
Okay.
11.3% white other.
Okay.
Don't know what that means. 0.4% Irish traveler. Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Okay, now this is where we get into the nitty gritty. 4.21% Asian or Asian Irish. 4%. Mm-hmm. So 4%. 1.3% black or black Irish. Okay. 1.5% biracial,
okay,
slash other. 2.94% not stated.
So how am I wrong then?
You're not. I didn't say you were.
I thought you were saying I was wrong.
You were wrong about the kilt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not wrong about the Mexican population.
Somebody identified that on a text line,
yeah,
and called you what?
Well, someone said this. You morons aren't going to Scotland. You could probably leave the kilts at home. Now, I would say I will be in Scotland for at least a few days before I go to Dublin.
Yeah, but that's not what you're talking
no,
about.
No, it wasn't. We won't have kilts in Ireland together unless I bring mine over from Scotland.
Gus, do they have kilts in Ireland? You're just fresh out of high school. You should know this.
I would assume there's got to be. They're neighbor countries, aren't they? They're close by.
Now, I always,
there's a flight. You got to take a flight to get over to
Ireland. I always do this, and I'm going to do it right now. Oftentimes on this show, we reveal ourselves to be morons. We're in the process of it right now, so just stop.
I can't imagine they're that different that there's not a kilt in Ireland. They both have lots of green space. They both have.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, that's right.
What else means that there's kilts around? Green space, what else?
Green space in the same part of the world. They're very near each other. There's kilts in Ireland? Ah, take that, texter. Kilts in Ireland, there's a thing. Maybe it's a bigger thing in Scotland, but it still exists in Ireland.
All right.
There's probably kilts in America somewhere I haven't seen.
Okay, one other thing. Dublin derives from the Irish word Dublin. derives from dhub, meaning black, dark, and lind, meaning pool, refers to a dark tidal pool, which is like that's like what's in my coffee cup, a dark tidal pool.
Okay, we have to address this text because I don't know what this means. This is okay. From that one guy on the text line.
Okay.
I'm going to read the entire text. It's short, but I'm going to read the whole thing.
Okay.
He says, I am genuinely worried about Jake getting beat up over there. Why? That one guy, what the hell would I do to get beat up in Ireland?
I'm not worried about that. You're not.
All I would do would be cheersing guys at the pub.
Yeah, you're not that guy.
And ladies at the pub.
No, you are a happy-go-lucky.
Right, I'd be a happy guy. Why would I be getting beat up in Ireland?
I'm not worried about that. I'm not. You'll fit in.
I think I belong.
Yeah, right. I think.
Take me to the pub.
Yeah, my concern would be that you'll adapt so well that you won't want to come back.
Home. Yeah. I'll be an Irish traveler. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You'll be in the whatever percentage that was, the 0.4%.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
No, you'll be fine over there. Why would you get beat up over there?
That's what I'd like to hear a response to that one guy. What would I do to get beat up in Ireland?
You love the golf.
Right. I golf.
You like the country.
I would wear a kilt if I had to.
Yeah, you would.
I like to drink beer. I can do Jameson, I suppose, the scotch. I can do that whiskey, whatever it is. I can drink that stuff. Mm-hmm. I could drink a Guinness. I'm already Irish.
Yeah, you'll be
their
fine.
Food is not great. I know it's like, you know, shepherd's pie and corned beef and cabbage and potatoes.
Potatoes sound fine.
Yeah.
The food will be a fine. We'll adapt.
Henry says, do not order an Irish car bomb. That's a butt kicking. I'm not going to. I don't intend to have an Irish car bomb.
Yeah, I have a friend who.
No way.
Who devours Irish car bombs.
That's
as
concerning.
A daytime prelude drink. Yeah.
Just got a text. The text line is very active. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for this late June day. Sends me a screenshot from Wikipedia that says Mexicans in Ireland. It's a little snippet here. Ready for this? According to the Mexican ambassador to Ireland, which I guess exists, there are no less than 1,000 to 1,500 Mexican people living in Ireland.
So you are way off. Why did you say fewer than 50? That's revealing.
Does that seem like a place where...
Fewer than 50 is pretty extreme.
It's not warm up there. It's very warm in Mexico. It's a long ways from home.
Stop right now. Stop right now. Come on. Warmth, isn't it? I mean, there's plenty of Mexicans in upstate New York. It's not warm.
That's America.
Yeah, but it's not warm.
I'll be shocked if I see a Mexican in Ireland.
Oh, God. Okay. College World Series.
Well, I'm just saying it'd be bizarre to see that.
Okay.
Less than 1,000 in the country?
Yeah. You might not. Jake, College World Series.
Ole Miss yesterday.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss one of the last teams in the entire field.
Yes.
One of the last four teams to make the entire tournament. Not just not the CWS, the entire 64-team tournament.
At one point, Ole Miss, Jake, 7-15 in the SEC. At one point, they were 7-15 in the SEC.
That's not good. They got hot.
Got hot. Won 18 of the last 22.
And they didn't lose a game in the finals because they in a series of the best of three, they beat Oklahoma the first two games. They win 2-0. They won yesterday 4-2, and they are the champs. They were, again, one of the last four teams in, basically a play-in team, essentially,
yes.
as you would see in the March Madness, which gives hope to those teams out there that barely claw their way in, and they can not just make a run to the Final Four, but they can win the whole damn thing.
Right. I emphasize that record. 7-15 in the SEC at one point. Now, they started off, Ole Miss started off really well. They're number one at one point in the country. Then slid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were number one in the country, then slid badly, and then got hot. Beat an Oklahoma team that was making its first finals appearance since 1994. First championship round appearance since 1994. Ole Miss, I thought, was maybe at a disadvantage because Oklahoma seemed to have a pitching edge. Oklahoma had its two aces, two starters, two main starters available for the series. Oklahoma did. Oh, I thought Oklahoma would have the advantage. It shows I was, you know, as usual. I didn't take it to the air, though. I was wrong. Oklahoma made a nice – Oklahoma, by the way, was picked sixth in the Big 12 preseason.
So that's a good year for them, too.
Yeah, excellent year
all
for
the way
teams.
To the finals, yeah. Runner-up.
Yeah, Ole Miss is – that's Ole Miss's first national title. Ole Miss doesn't win national titles as a school. They have two football titles from, I don't know, God only knows when that was, and a women's golf title. Now they have a baseball title.
Hotty toddy. I had to throw it out there.
You are going to get beat up.
I guess I am. Damn it. Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.